Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Programme for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our programme is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning and welcome to the program. The theme today is the coming of a new light, and I guess you could also call that enlightenment. And I'm going to start with an article by Benjamin Krem's master titled Let There Be Light. Each century brings mankind closer to his goal, the demonstration in all its perfection of the light of God. In this way, man becomes what he potentially is, a living God. Each incarnation marks a step cut in the mountain of ascent. With each such experience, man adds to his vehicles a modicum of light, subtly changing thereby the vibration of his bodies. When all his bodies are thus vibrating to the frequency of light, the task is completed, the journey ended. From the point of view of man, the journey is over. From the point of view of those who have achieved, the journey has but begun. And just a brief side note here, in case you are new to these programs, according to the esoteric teachings, we have not just one body, but a whole series. In other words, we have the most gross, which is the physical, then we have the emotional or astral body, the mental, and then above all that, of a much higher vibration, is the soul, which is a spark of the great oversoul. Anyway, back to the article. Thus, each man and woman makes the metamorphosis from man to God. Out of the chrysalis of matter, with all its limitations, emerges the liberated master, radiating the light of God. Across the vastness of the universe, this light persists. Through all dimensions and planes, it expresses its nature, conditioned only by the forms in which it shows itself. These forms give access to the light to those whose consciousness rests in the world of matter. But essentially, light is formless, needing no structure to sustain its being. Deep within each one of us dwells such a light, awaiting the opportunity to shine forth. Within each glows the potential of all cosmos. Within each, too, is the will to bring forth that light and thus make manifest the nature of God. That light and that will pertain to the soul and come into activity as a result of soul alignment. Seek, therefore, alignment with the soul and bring into manifestation the purpose of God. Search within and find the source of all knowledge and love. Reveal to the world the light of the soul and join the ranks of those who serve. The world stands ready for more light. The peoples everywhere are thirsty for new knowledge of themselves and of God. Because of this readiness, the masters have prepared themselves to inaugurate a new era of light. limitless opportunities for progress will be offered to mankind. Man will marvel at the discoveries which will open the door to mastery of natural forces. He will stand amazed by the wonder and beauty thus revealed. He will know for certain the fact of God and his relation to that divinity, and will enter willingly into cooperation with the divine plan. All of this awaits humanity as he stands at the threshold of the Aquarian Age. This will be an age in which the divine plan will flourish once again, bringing man at last into consciousness, a conscious acceptance of his destiny. Many today would doubt this as they survey a world of cleavage and tension. The problems seem too complex, the divisions too extreme. But precisely then, at the moment of greatest need, comes the teacher, ready to bring new light. Such a one is now among you, waiting in the wings, patiently for the invitation to serve. Release the light that he brings and enfold all things in holiness. Embrace his teachings and bring succor to all in need. Manifest his light and create anew this world. And looking at the date, this is one of the earlier articles from Benjamin Cram's master. It was published in Share International magazine in December 1983. The rest of the program will consist of excerpts from a keynote talk given by Benjamin Cram titled Let There Be Light. And this was given at the 1998 Share International conferences held in San Francisco and the Netherlands. If you'd like to read the full article, which would certainly give you a much better overall understanding of the subject, you can find that in Mr. Cram's book titled The Great Approach, and information about the books can be found on the Share International website. So here comes the excerpts. For 100,000 years, ever since the destruction of Atlantis, which occurred due to a great battle between those that followed the forces of light and those drawn to the forces of darkness or materiality, we have lost the outer example of the light of the spiritual hierarchy. At the time of that cataclysmic event, the elder brothers of humanity moved out of public view and retreated to the desert and mountain ranges, where until very recently they have continued their great work, mostly behind the scenes. Since the spiritual hierarchy made up of the elder brothers of humanity has been hidden, humanity as a whole has forgotten its heritage. We have had to battle seemingly alone, although never actually alone, because always at the time of greatest need, the hierarchy has sent one of their number into the world to act as a teacher for the time, age after age, cycle after cycle. For the last almost 100,000 years, that has been the case. Never has there been a time without that help. The light has always been available. In more recent times, that light was brought fully into the open with the writings of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, Helena Rorich, and Alice A. Bailey. That has enlightened the world in a very definite sense by introducing the teachings to hundreds of thousands of people who have reached the stage where they are responding to the light of their soul and awakening to the light of knowledge. The light of knowledge, the awareness of what lies behind appearances, what constitutes the world of meaning and the nature of beingness, is now available for all humanity when they are ready to absorb it. No aspect of this teaching, this light of knowledge, is ever withheld from humanity if we are ready to receive it. We ourselves limit by our receptivity, our readiness, the degree to which the light is released. With the return to the world of the Masters as a group, this light of knowledge will galvanize humanity in the most extraordinary way. There will be a dramatic increase in knowledge along many different lines, particularly in the science of light and the nature of being. The Masters go on to explore and develop being, while we have to confine our activities to the nature of consciousness, the awareness of what it means to be a conscious human being. For most people, not only does light need a form to be recognized, but also the degree to which it can be recognized, known, and used depends on the level of attainment of the individual. The Masters can contact, absorb, and redirect light from far-off cosmic entities like the constellations. For example, today we are entering the age of Aquarius. That means the light of Aquarius, in the form of its cosmic energy, is transmitted daily, hourly, moment to moment, into our solar system. That is the new light, the new livingness, which will galvanize humanity in this coming time. The light through which we understand the nature of cosmos, livingness, being, does not need a body. It is formless. In its own being, it is formless because it encompasses everything. In order to see it, however, to come close to it, register it, we need to have a form. If our consciousness is on the physical plane, then what we call the nature of electricity is meaningful. But have you ever thought that electricity has a higher aspect, which we do not know about, which we have not seen and cannot touch because there is no form for it? We only know the light of electricity because it can light up a room. We can switch it on and off. We can put food in a plain box and it does not get any warmer. But put it into a box and turn a switch and suddenly this formless electricity becomes heat. That is giving form to what is essentially formless. Since it is formless, we do not know yet how many levels exist of that formless state. Is it one total, simple, formless state that is everywhere but invisible? Or are there different levels of it? With electricity, there are different voltages, but essentially, the electricity itself is formless. It does not need a form to be. It only needs a form for us to recognize it. Electricity works by binding together form. It holds together the molecules of the body, for instance. And this being so, it can be used. Maitreya has told us that it will be used to create new organs, that organ transplants will eventually become redundant because the technology of light will allow us to create these organs. I'm quoting here from the Master Joao Kuhl, or DK for short. He wrote about light or illumination, which I believe is to do with the technology of light, although he does not call it that. He says, "One of the imminent discoveries will be the integrating power of electricity as it produces the cohesion within all forms and sustains all form life during the cycle of manifested existence." What we are really doing in our evolutionary journey is creating an instrument, each life hopefully a better instrument, which will be more subtle, more sensitive, its so-called antenna better equipped to realize the light, understanding and consciousness that is there for all to absorb and use if we have the instrument to do it. It is a question of creating an instrument, and it is for that we are in incarnation. As soon as you make contact with the soul, inevitably you want to serve in some way. It is automatic, because it is the nature of the soul, not the personality, to serve. The soul seeks to bend the personality into a true reflection of its nature, and that is why the stages of soul absorption and infusion are difficult. The personality is always in rebellion. It does not want to make the effort, or when the effort gets really hard, it runs away. Everyone is fine so long as life feels easy. We are making progress. We can see results. But come a time when we do not see results, when we are meeting what seems to be a big obstacle or difficulty in life, the tendency of many people is to run away from it, not to face it and overcome it. We do not realise that these obstacles are put there to bring out from us the strength to overcome them. We will never become a master if we do not have the strength to overcome whatever we are faced with, however unpleasant or difficult, however a challenge to our self-esteem. Instead of running away, if we try to solve it, give it our best to overcome, if we do that, it will, by strengthening us, weaken every problem that we face after that. The bigger the obstacle, the bigger the challenge faced, the more we are fitted to become initiate and eventually a master. As soon as humanity sets up a cry for help, for more light, more information, more technology, more awareness, in a word, of its own nature and purpose, then that is given. The cry is heard by the spiritual hierarchy and the word rings out. Open the gates, the floodgates of light, knowledge, inspiration, guidance. All of that pours out from the masters in answer to the cry. And that is what happened in 1875 with the publication of the book The Secret Doctrine and the book Isis Unveiled by H.P. Blavatsky. And this is what happened after the war, after the Second World War, through the Agni Yoga and Alice A. Bailey teachings, presenting new light and knowledge for the exploring minds of those ready to absorb and respond, and to do something about it to serve the plan. The plan is being restored. The plan was interrupted by the Great War between the forces of light and darkness in late Atlantean times, over 100,000 years ago. The plan, from the master's point of view, has still gone on. Humanity has evolved slowly, but the plan was definitely interrupted. Humanity had to be left to find its own way. And finding its own way, it is stronger. We are much stronger than was Atlantean man. Atlantean man could not think. Millions now are thinking. Mass education has changed humanity profoundly. We will find that we are not separate and that we cannot for long maintain that glamour with impunity. We now have the forces that can destroy all life. We also have free will, and so it is up to us to change direction. When we do, we will be amazed. We will marvel at the discoveries which will open the door to mastery of natural forces and stand amazed at the wonder and beauty thus revealed and know for certain the fact of God. Thank you very much for listening. Again, if you want the full article, which would give you much better understanding of the subject, check out the book The Great Approach by Benjamin Krem, which can be found on the website share-international.org. Wishing you all a lovely week.